We pray this morning, Father, as your people, we pray for one another, because that gives us great joy, Lord, as we do that. And so we do. We pray for each other. We think, Lord, of those who just, Lord, aren't feeling well. And maybe they're even here today. They're not feeling just 100%. God, we pray that you would give them what they require today to feel better, healing, God, from you. But we think, Lord, of Rose, who underwent surgery this past week. And Lord, we thank you that she's recovering well and things seem to be going ahead as planned. And so, God, we give you the praise and the glory this morning for that. We think of Ken, and we pray for him, Lord, for healing upon him, continued healing, God. And for Murray as well, and for Hertha, and for Bruce, God, we pray, more than anything, we pray, Lord, that you would continue to heal where healing is required. And Father, we praise you for the measure of strength and healing you've already granted. And Lord, we give you the glory for that. We think, Lord, of Shirley and of Shirley Talbot and Nathan Wilson, and Lord, for Megan, we and for Lori, we lift them to you, Father, and again, we pray for them. We pray that whatever healing's required, you would give, Lord, and grant. Lord, we pray for Penny as well, who's undergoing surgery, knee surgery tomorrow, and Father, we pray that you give her peace, the only kind of peace you can give, and Father, we pray that you be with the doctors as they treat her. Lord, there are others that aren't on this list that we pray for. And Lord, we think of those who maybe we don't even know about today. Unspoken requests, God. We just lift our hearts and blend our hearts with those who are praying now, maybe for a family member or for a friend or a loved one. God, we our hearts unite together before your throne. Lord, we think of those who couldn't be here today, and especially for those who just find it difficult to attend services right now. We think of Mary and Annette and Elizabeth and Sophie. And Lord, we pray for Inga too. And we pray, Father, for each of them, that even today they would be encouraged in some way, Lord, worshiping you. And Father, we thank you as our God. We thank you that we could even pray for our graduates. Lord, we're allowed to do that in this country. And so we pray that you give them wisdom as they now discover what they're going to do with the rest of their lives. Lord, what they should do with their career or what they should do as far as, Lord, travel or job, what they want to do. God, just give them wisdom. And may they trust in you for the necessary leading. Father, we pray for our camps and we lift them to you. And we pray, Father, for the ministry that's going to happen through our camps. And Lord, whether that be the Quest or NCM and many other camp ministries, God, Torch Trail, we lift them to you and we pray, Father, that you would protect them, protect the leaders, and give to the cabin leaders and counselors, Lord, the required wisdom as they need throughout this summer. We commit the camp ministry to you. Father, thank you for being our source of strength, the source of everything that we require and need, and in particular, the source of our joy. Lord, thank you. We praise you today in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jeff George wanted me to tell you he couldn't. They're doing a training thing for the ABI camp this week today, so he was unable to be here. But he wanted me to tell you, as the acting director of the camp, he wanted me to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the work weekend, for coming out and helping, you know, move cabins and houses and such. No. But painting and deck building and all that wonderful stuff, cleaning grills and all that great stuff that you did, that First is known for that, for the people who come and clean. And he wanted me to thank you personally. Well, did you know that this coming week you get a holiday? You're all excited, I can tell. This, yay, woo! And now that came from First Baptist Church staff. I don't know if that's a good thing. This coming Saturday, our nation celebrates a birthday. And through that, I rejoice. Do you rejoice in that? Yes. Well, I did some digging. I tried to find some jokes about Canada. There was lots, but I couldn't repeat them. But I found this. You know you're from Saskatchewan. How many of you are from Saskatchewan? Because I am, so I can say this. All right. Did you know that Prince Albert is in Saskatchewan? Okay, I'm just checking just to make sure because all your hands didn't go up. You know you're from Saskatchewan when losing sight of the horizon for even a few seconds leaves you with an icky feeling of disorientation for the rest of the day. You know you're from Saskatchewan when your pronunciation of Saskatchewan is down to one syllable, Saskatchewan. That's pretty good. You know you're from Saskatchewan when once every 23 years you perform strange ritualistic dances in public places. That's when the Riders win the Grey Cup. Oh, that's pretty sad. You know you're from Saskatchewan when you never realized you had a fear of heights until the day you made the mistake of peering down an open well. You know you're from Saskatchewan when you're on a first-name basis with the clerks at the Payless shoe store in Minot. Ingrid was one there, I don't know. You know you're from Saskatchewan when the bank teller asks for some form of identification and you point to the arm patch on your hockey jacket. You know you're from Saskatchewan when you question why they didn't call them the Cypress Mountains. This is my favorite. That's the last one. You know you're from Saskatchewan when, I'm sorry, but this is me. You know you're from Saskatchewan when you actually have enough ball caps to match every shirt you own, although you still insist on wearing only one so the others don't get dirty. That's me. You ask my family. It's great. Joan actually managed to sell some in their garage sale. I bought them. It's great. I tell you, the day July 1st is a day that is marked with celebration from Newfoundland to Vancouver Island. There will be fireworks, there'll be parties, there'll be flags flying all across this country we call Canada. But if any sector of living should give evidence of this element of partying, it's the family of God. And this morning, I invite you to turn to Psalm 67 as we look at the joy for the nations. Psalm 67. Psalm 67. As we look at the joy for the nations, understanding that God is the source of all benefits. God is the source of all benefits. Look at Psalm 67, verse 1. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, Selah, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. The grace of God. What a benefit. The grace of God is the basis of God's blessing. An undeserved expression of his love for his children is the grace of God. The benefits of God make life on earth not only possible, but even enjoyable to live. In fact, in the Orient, the monarch revealed in his facial expression either his pleasure or his displeasure with the party that sought an audience with him. He would be either happy or he would be frown. And in a similar way, think of this: God, the great king, assures his own, his children, that he receives them and he cares for them with joy. And he does this. And when we start thinking of that God is the source of everything in our life, we cannot help but tell the nations. You know, in fact, there are countries, there are countries I've had the privilege of talking different people in different countries. And there are other countries that say, boy, you're so fortunate that you've been born in Canada. Why? Because they know the benefits of living in Canada. You think, just for a moment, you think, every moment that you breathe is because of God's care for you. You see, just go like this. Doesn't that feel good? That you can do that because God cares for you? The moment that you see a flower blooming is because God loves you. He wants you to see that. See, God did that for you. The mountain that you like to climb is given by God. The rest of everything that you enjoy, if you rest, if you sleep at night, that's because God loves you that you can rest. See, the benefits all come from God. He is the source of all benefits. He desires for you to pleasure in those benefits that he grants. You talk about grace. I'm so thankful I live in this country. Are you? God blesses his people for the sake of the nations. Now, this was the foundational truth that God spoke to Abraham when he called him out of the Ur of Chaldees. He said, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great, so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Wow. It was the theme that Isaiah and others picked up in words like, I will give you, that is Israel, as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Wow. And Jesus Christ came through Israel. Through those people. It's almost exactly what the psalmist says here in Psalm 67, verse 1 and 2. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us. Selah! That your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. The only difference is the psalmist turns that whole promise into a prayer, which is what we should do with promises from God. We should pray. Oh, Lord, be gracious to us. Bless us. Lord, may your face shine upon us as we cry out to you. May you be known through our life in what we do. May you be known from us as a nation. May you be known as we declare you as Lord. Boy, that should be our prayer. We should be praying for the leaders of our country. We should be praying. We should be praying for the defense of our country. God promises blessing to his people because he wants them to be a blessing to the nations. Therefore, we should pray for blessing on ourselves for the sake of the nations. Jim Cimbala said, the Bible does say my house should be called a house of prayer for all nations. We're called to pray. Pray for the nations. Not just because God loves us, because God loves the nations. Because he knows that our joy in all that God is for us increases when it expands into the lives of others, and that comes through praying for others. In other words, when we ask for the benefits of God in our life, we need to be praying diligently for the nations to come to know him so that our joy can be full. Pray, people. Pray for the nations. Pray for Canada. Pray for the United States. In fact, I gotta tell you a little joke. It's okay. It just shows how well Canada and the United States gets along. The train compartment had four people in it, and two ladies and two men. And one man was American, and the other was a Canadian. And at one point, the train suddenly entered a tunnel, and in the darkness, there was a loud slap. The train emerged. Everyone noted the American had a big red hand mark on his face. Huge. Just beet red. And the first lady thought, well, you know, that American must have touched that lady. And she gave him what he deserved. The second lady thought, well, you know, that American must have touched that poor lady, and she gave him what he deserved. And the American thought, you know, that Canadian must have touched one of those ladies, and she gave me what he deserved. And the Canadian thought, I hope we go up under another bridge so that I can slap that American again. I can only say that because I love the United States. I love visiting there. I should have been born an American, but I love being in Canada. We're called to pray. Pray for our nation. Pray for the United States. Pray for India. Pray for Iraq. Pray for Iran. Pray for Israel, God's chosen people. Pray for them. Pray for the nations, and you'll begin to understand even more the benefits of God. More and more you'll begin to understand what a marvelous nation that we're allowed to live in when you pray. Thousands visit our country every year and return to their homeland with various stories to tell. And I got a snapshot of one. I'd like you to see this. See this, you know, look at the raccoons are posing for them as they're taking the pictures. But they're diverting the pilfering. See, they're taking off, the other raccoons are taking off their hubcaps, you know. You often wondered where your hubcaps went to. That's where they go. People love Canada because they love what we stand for. And somehow we're losing what we stand for. The purpose of God's benefits is not selfish enjoyment of his love by his people, but all the benefits of God are tokens of his presence and favor so that the nations may know his way. We need to be praying that people will understand the benefits of knowing God. See, there's so much in store for those people who listen and are obedient to God alone. In fact, the passage continues by explaining not just that God is the source of all benefits, but that God is the source of all praise. God is the source of all praise. I mean, you just think about it for a moment. You just think for one moment. Think back in your week, and you just start walking through your week, and you think about where you've seen God working in so many ways. Little tiny things God works. You see, the benefits of God gives credence to praising him. It should. The praise of Israel lies in the expectation that the nations too will join in the praise of God. Every nation. You recall for a moment what the book of Philippians says. It explains this. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You got it. Message Bible says, because of that obedience, God lifted him high and honored him far beyond anyone or anything ever, so that all created beings in heaven and on earth, even those long ago dead and buried, will bow in worship before this Jesus Christ and call out in praise that he is the master of all to the glorious honor of God the Father. That's the source of all our praise. Everything that goes right, we should point right. It's not a politician. It's no king. It's no one man or woman. It is in God alone and to God alone that we sing our praise. Not to people, but to only God. That's our calling as a people. That's our calling as a nation. Understand, this is going to become harder and harder as we grow closer and closer to his second coming. It's going to get harder and harder to praise God. Because our society is trained to self-seek, to get rich quick, do it my way or the highway. That's how we're trained. That's why we're a little bit in kerfuffle in our nation right now. Because that's how we're trained. But God says, praise me. Verse 3. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. Selah. That's our calling as people. That's our calling as a nation. And, you know, That's where I admire politicians, because they have the wonderful way of talking and making it sound like they're talking for you. But there should only be one that they talk to. See, God relates to his world. It gives us every reason to praise his name, so that the nations will come together collectively to praise him. But I find it interesting that, isn't it amazing that the simplest things become the most difficult to do? It's easy for us to complain. It's easier than to look for the good, isn't it? Because that's how we're born. A true story, but it's a good one. 9-year-old Parker said to his mom one day, he said, "Hey, Mom, would you like to hear a joke? Why did the dog sit under the shade tree?" He kind of smiled. Mom said, I don't know. Why?" Without hesitation, Parker delivered the punchline. "He didn't want to be a hot dog." Okay, you can write that one down, all right? And then all of a sudden, you know, Peyton, his sister, came storming into the kitchen and said, "How dare you take credit for my joke? That was my joke. You know it was my joke." She had her hands on her hips, and I mean, Parker knew the tone. You know, "I'm getting beaten up later." You know, like, here it was. And he said, well, Peyton, I only told Mom. That's it. I only told Mom." And he's red-faced, and he's pleading for mercy. "Be kind to me." You know, that was coming through. And his sister, "Well, okay. Just remember, that's my joke." Graciously said that as any big sister could. But I often wonder how God feels when we take credit for what is rightfully his. You see, it's only because of God's grace that we are who we are and we have what we have. Amen? We should never forget that. It was the Father's extraordinary love that called us out of darkness into the light so that we may know him and have fellowship with him. God alone opened our eyes to that we could see the necessity of our salvation. God opened us and revealed to us right before, "Here, you need me." It was the Lord, our provider, who imparted to us the Holy Spirit so that we would have everything we need to live a life of godliness. And you think of this for a moment. God needs no one to accomplish his purpose. Yet he loves us so much that he knows we experience true joy when we serve him. That's how much he loves us. Yet there are those moments where we steal the glory when we receive credit for a job well done. We fail to acknowledge him, and we steal God's glory when we proclaim the success of our achievements while knowing apart from him, anything we do is insignificant. At times it's easy to keep the credit for ourselves instead of offering it back to the one that it belongs to. That's praise. That's praising God. Living in a country of freedom, knowing that I can live a life praising him. I tell you, there's nothing more that I need. May the nations sing for joy. Are you singing for joy today? I don't know how you feel about this country that we live in, but I want you to see this. Here are the prayers of little children. I want you to hear this. You're gonna have to turn up the sound too, Nathan. But look, watch this video. It's searching and it will find it. There is a video there somewhere, and it's coming. Oh, okay.
I want Canada people to be nice to each other. A Canada that has more friends in it.
Can you see me?
I I want Canada to be friends with everyone.
With everyone.
God loves Canada, and he wants all his people to be kind to each other.
Let me think.
I want to live in Canada where babies don't get killed.
I want to live in a Canada where moms are moms and dads are dads.
I would like Canada to be a more peaceful place and with no drugs.
I want Canada to make good choices.
A Canada that God always peace in.
He doesn't want any scheme of the devil to come and attack his world. He loves Canada. Amen. He wants his little children to worship him.
I want to live in Canada where everyone knows God and where they don't lie and don't steal. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I pray that all the people will change their hearts, that they will not sin.
Lord, I pray that you'll give courage to the leaders who want to help people in Canada.
I just pray that all the little children wouldn't ever get hurt or skinned by the devil. Amen.
I want to live in a Canada that's peaceful and where people do no drugs.
I want to live in a Canada where babies don't die.
I want to be free.
I want to be free with God.
I want to play in school when I want.
Oh, we could sing the song.
We see thee rise, the true north, strong and free. From far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God, keep our land glorious and free. Oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
He died for us. God loves Canada.
God loves Canada. Amen? That's the joy of the nations. God is the source of all benefits. God is the source of all praise. God is the source of all blessing. Have you ever wondered why New Orleans suffered such desolation? The people have put so much planning into their annual Mardi Gras, and now desolation's the consummation. Have you ever questioned why Iraq, Iran, and Israel always seem at war? Have you ever wondered why AIDS is an epidemic in many countries? Have you ever lamented over the famine that is experienced in India, Ethiopia, many other parts of the world? Let me ask you, do you ever wonder these things? I want you to listen to these words from Psalm 67, verses 5 to 7. And I want you to listen carefully. I'm going to read them from the Message Bible. So it says, God, let people thank and enjoy you. Let all people thank and enjoy you. Earth, display your exuberance. You mark us with blessing, O God, our God. You mark us with blessing, O God. Earth's four corners honor him. Earth's four corners honor God. It's so critical. It's so necessary. In fact, it's commanded. Blessing from God occurs when he is praised. When we praise him, he blesses. He gives more. Are we successful in honoring God today? Is there a Christian movement that centers specifically on God and his sovereignty? Is there any country? There is a country. 1960 developed a promising future. And it declared this, and I quote this for you. Is founded upon principles that acknowledge the supremacy of God, founded upon respect for moral and spiritual values. To that I say, wow. To that I say, amen. What a country, nothing wrong there. But those quotes are from the Canadian Bill of Rights. It begins with this. The Parliament of Canada affirming that the Canadian nation is founded upon principles that acknowledge the supremacy of God, the dignity and worth of the human person, and the position of the family in a society of free men and free institutions. Affirming also that men and institutions remain free only when freedom is founded upon respect for moral and spiritual values and the rule of law. That is the founding principles of this country that we live in. To that I say amen. Do you? In fact, John G. Diefenbaker, does that name ring a bell? He signed that document, including these words in his declaration, "I am free to worship God." To that I say, praise God. Those are the founding principles that you and I, the nation we live in, aren't you glad that God placed you here? God gives us blessing when we praise Him as a nation. The nation of Israel traveled the desert, and they were desperately dependent on God for everything, all their needs. And throughout their journey, the Lord graciously provided for them. Their clothes, their shoes never wore out. And He even fed them bread from heaven. And the Israelites were instructed by God to gather only enough bread to eat that day. But instead of trusting God to provide their daily bread, some of them gathered extra, a little bit more. And the next morning they found their bread, their blessing from heaven, rotted and was unfit to eat. Our blessings are like that too. If we hoard them for ourselves, they will only rot and account for nothing. That's why we need to share what we have, and that's God. I invite you to take some time, even today, to rejoice in the blessings of God that you see all around you with everything that you are. Love God and praise Him. In fact, this past week, I asked this question. People came in the office, I asked this question. Aren't you glad you didn't come in the office this past week? I asked this question. What do you like about Canada? When you think of Canada, what one word immediately comes to mind? There were many, many varied answers to that question. Beautiful, diverse, accepting. But there was a recurring word that was said. You know what it was? Were you in the office? Freedom. Freedom! That word also describes our Lord. Freedom. Because He's freeing. And our joy is now full in Jesus Christ our Lord. We have reason to sing for joy. As our Heavenly Father blesses us by providing for our every need, even provides for our freedom. See, in our prayer, just like the psalmist, must always include a petition to the Father for His chosen people, that they may soon fear Him by believing that Jesus is the Messiah. We need to pray for the nations, including Israel. Then all the ends of the earth will fear Him. Well, the joy of the nations. Let's pray. Well, heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Maybe you want to talk to God this morning about how wonderful it is to live in this country. Maybe you want to thank Him for placing you here. Maybe you just want to thank Him that you're allowed to talk freely about who He is. And maybe you want to pray this morning for Israel. Maybe God is just telling you, pray for my people. And you know you need to be praying for Israel, that God would just make Himself known, that the Lord would just make Himself known, that they would come to that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Pray for the nations. Know the joy of the nations. God created this world and everything in it. He calls us as people to pray. Father God, we come here today. We've heard, like even these these children comment that they want a Canada that understands who you are, that knows that you love Canada. And God, we failed in some way. Sometimes we fail. And God, we ask your forgiveness for that. And we know you forgive us. But we pray that even today you give us the ability to thank you and praise you to other people. To thank you that as we look forward to July 1st, Lord, that this gives us an opportunity to tell people that we live in a country that is freeing, that God placed us here. Lord, may we be able to do that. May we not be ashamed, may we not be embarrassed of who you are, because our country is founded, Lord, on principles that show your sovereignty. May we remember that even as we walk through this week. God, in all that we are, may you be glorified. And may we continue to pray. Pray not just for our leaders, Lord, but other leaders in this world, for other countries and nations that need to know you. Lord, use us. Use us in whatever way you can so that the world may know. That the world may know who you are, God. Pray your blessing now upon us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.